Hello and welcome to Radio Omnigot. I'm Simon Egger, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 27th of November 2022. This week we have new language pages about Anaitium, a southern oceanic language spoken on Anaitium Island in Tafea province in the south of Vanuatu. Kohota, a western oceanic language spoken on Santa Isabel Island in Isabel Province in the Solomon Islands, and Nobonob, a Madang language spoken in Madang Province in Papua New Guinea. We have a new constructed script called the Latin Partabet, which is a way to write English using parts of Latin letters. There's a new adapted script called Japan Arabic, which is a way to write Japanese with the Arabic script. We have new numbers pages in Manam, a Western Oceanic language spoken on Manam Island in Papua New Guinea, Sudong Sudonga, a Western Oceanic language spoken in the Namatani district of New Island province of Papua New Guinea, Western Subanon, a Philippine language spoken on the Zamboanga Peninsula in the Mindanao region of the Philippines, and Kokota, which we already mentioned. There's a new translation of the Tower of Babel story in Anaitium, which we already mentioned. And on the Omnigot blog this week, we have a new post called Water Trumpets, which is about the French phrase un tremble d'eau, which means a cloudburst or downpour. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Parce que nous avons une question à continuer parce que ma décision n'a pas encore été forcée parce que nous avons wali funga harane. Donc, on va voir une ma décision que l'on a affirmé.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in parts of West Africa. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Inuinyatun, an Inuit language spoken in Nunavut and the Northwest Territories of Canada. There's a new Keltiadkir post this week about words for sticks and rods and related things in Celtic languages. On the Celtic Pathways podcast, we're examining words for flowers and related things. And in the Adventure in Etymology this week, we're looking into the origins of the word quiver, both the quiver for arrows and quiver as in to shake, which come from different roots. In other news, I went to a concert this week featuring Nfamadi Koyate, a singer and musician from Guinea in West Africa, who is based in Cardiff in Wales. He sings in Mandinka and Susu, possibly other languages, and also adds bits of Welsh and English in some of his songs. It was great fun. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omnigot.com. Omnigot News is also available at omnigot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omnigot page and Omnigot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omnigot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omnigot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.